Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. And greetings, welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to talk about the evil that they do, what they do. Who are they? The rulers of the earth. It was in 2004, the day after Christmas. We've already forgotten that the biggest tsunami ever recorded, biggest earthquake ever recorded. Thousands of, this is from history.com. Thousands of European and American tourists went to the beaches of Thailand, Sri Lanka, and Indonesia for vacation, for holiday. At 7:59 a.m., a 9.1 magnitude earthquake, the largest ever recorded, ripped through the undersea fault in the Indian Ocean, propelling a massive column of water toward unsuspecting shores. Sorry. I got to get this out of underneath the microphone. 230,000 lives were lost in a matter of hours. The first wave arrived to the shores in 20 minutes. Impossible to imagine a 100-foot high rolling mountain of water that engulfed the coastal city of 320,000, killing, this is Sumatra, 100,000 men, women, and children. No one caught in the deluge coming in and going out survived. Then Thailand was next, waves traveling 500 miles an hour across the Indian Ocean. The tsunami hit the coastal provinces of Penang or Phang Nga and Phuket an hour and a half later. The tourists, unaware of what was coming, beachgoers, as the water receded, they went out among the oddly receding waves only to be chased down by the churning wall of water. That death toll, 5,400 people, 2,000 foreign tourists. An hour later, the opposite side of the Indian Ocean, a wave struck the southeastern coast of India near the city of Chennai, and debris choked water kilometers inland, killed more than 10,000 people, mostly women and children. Most of the men were out fishing. But the worst devastation was on the island of Sri Lanka, the nation of Sri Lanka. 30,000 people swept away by the waves. Hundreds of thousands left homeless. We forgot what happened then. We forgot what happened at Fukushima. But we're not going to forget about what happened with the digital currency market here over a week ago, which is going to be more devastating than the Sri Lanka tsunami and what happened in Fukushima. These people lost their lives. It was instant. The people that have lost millions and millions of dollars they're still alive. I don't know how many are going to suffer a economic destruction, or how they're going to be destroyed economically. This one won't be forgotten. This, what happened in the second largest digital trading company in the world, just a little smaller than the Bitcoin, what happened there made millions of people, or I don't know, thousands of investors, hundreds of thousands of investors lost their investment, and that money was not destroyed. It went somewhere else. So it was just transferred. Money is neither created nor destroyed. It's just transferred. I'm trying to remember the economists that were on the KHNC back in the 80s and 90s that had that famous saying. Money is neither created nor destroyed. It is just transferred. So where did all that money go? We're going to talk about what this did and what it has set in motion. It is now set in motion a rapid response to bring in a new digital currency system. So you wipe out Bitcoin, or you wipe out the this type of Bitcoin and the other currencies that trade that way through digital currency. And what you do is you bring in a government digital trading system. This is what has been triggered. And people didn't want to talk about it because it's just all a conspiracy. We like conspiracy, those who believe in conspiracies. We actually do like them because they keep things moving. They keep the thoughts moving by denying the truth. By denying the truth, they keep the thought of whatever is happening alive, which is generally not a conspiracy. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
They do. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah, yeah.
You better beware the backstabbers. Before I go on, I do want to mention, you know, that out of the dailymail.co.uk, there was an article that the pharmacists here in this country are running out of children's Tylenol. This is amid the antibiotic shortage. And this was today, Alex Hammer, dailymail.co.uk. Children's Tylenol shortage currently affected Canada is carrying over into the United States in many American cities. The shortages of four key antibiotics and respiratory drugs for children, leading to a market rise in kids being hospitalized with a debilitating respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. The pain reliever is one of the most popular drugs in the country and is used to quell youngsters' fevers. And there is a shortage of children's Tylenol. It's one of the most common, and one of the most common symptoms are of the RSV, as well as just a common flu and cold, is fever. An ailment that Tylenol, the most popular brand version of the generic drug acetaminophen, largely combats. So we're in the, and children that go to school, to the public schools, generally catch whatever is out there. I don't know how they do it. They should be baseball players. They catch everything. So, going back to the digital tsunami, the financial tsunami that is hitting the world, bigger than Fukushima, larger, more powerful than a speeding train, and much more devastating than the tsunami that hit Sri Lanka. We're in the days of hardship, and the days are going to get harder, more difficult. This country and the nations of the world, this direction that we have gone, that we are going, as far as hardships, is not going to stop. We're in the decade before Christ returns, and mankind, they believe that they can mess with nature, they can create things in labs, and they can control whatever they release on the populations of the world. They can control the wars. They can control economy and manage the economies financially. Viruses, plagues, diseases. Well, they've already lost control. The steering wheel, the mechanisms that they use to keep everything in balance under their control, they have lost control. They're never going to be able to reverse the damage that has been done to the nations of the world through sickness, through theft. It can't be reversed. It's going to get worse. The greed principle. How much is enough? Like Rockefeller said, just a little more. How much suffering is going to be enough? Just a little more. How much genocide of the peoples of the world? Just a little more. Now, this is out of the Great Recession.info. Cashless society talk goes mainstream in a hurry and should be trusted, like NSA. One thing about conspiracy theories, there are those who poo-poo conspiracy theories. They dismiss the thought that there could be conspiracies, that there could be a one world, a new world order, a global system. that there's a shadow government in America, that there are global leaders internationally that really control everything. There are secret societies that have power, that control who gets elected in America, that control the, that have a huge say in corporations and the direction that corporations go. They can shut down mining operations so that there will be less silver or less gold. People don't believe, well, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, one thing about these type of people, they are, you know, dismissing conspiracy thought, and they keep conspiracy issues actually alive. So now they've denied there's going to be ever a cashless society, and they can't dismiss it any longer. There's a new accounting in what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having an almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. The article is Cashless Society, Talk Goes Mainstream in a Hurry, and should be trusted like the NSA. At least the World Economic Forum and its counterpart now have the decency to title their videos candidly. What are they titled? Are We Ready for a New World Order? And the author, David Hagith, he stated, I had been labeled a conspiracy theorist, and I would get locked up as a Twitter jailbird for claiming some cabal of banksters, economists, and government leaders are in the process of implementing a new world order for everyone, along with a government-controlled digital currency to empower it. He'd be labeled a conspiracy theorist. But now, the talk is on the table. Those who are planning it are only too happy to share their thoughts. They are so confident, and they know how it will go down. At the recent 2022 World Government Summit, that says it all right there, World Government Summit in Dubai, the moderator directly raised the question, quote, are you ready for a new world order? During the conversation about a video that was, we just kind of touched on it, Dr. Pippa Malgren, who recently led me to run articles about the dangers of a digital currency here on the Great Recession blog, she made the above proclamation. She clarified that she is not talking about cryptocurrencies that we now have that use blockchain technology. She's not talking about that, but she's talking about sovereign currencies that she states will be anything but private. Anything but private. A sovereign currency, a government currency. The central banking digital currencies have become something global planners talk about openly in their world forums as a fact. And not in the distant future, but in the very, very near future. The article also says that she warned extensively of the huge dangers that digital currencies will pose, but she did indicate that she believes that there is a way to resolve the problems with this new digital currency with a digital constitution of human rights. I would disagree strongly. And also the opinion of the author, he says, these safeguards are even less likely to protect everyone's privacy than the FISA warrant system that was put in place during the time of the Patriot Act when it became law. It made the investigation of all cell and internet data on a continual basis possible in the Bush years, the Bush Jr. years. we're going to this new system. But now let's talk about the antidote to the system of the coming Antichrist in the West. Now, the Bible says that Antichrist comes from the West, not the Middle East, not the East, but from the West. And not from Europe, not from Germany, but you have to jump the ocean to empire. This is where the coming Antichrist will come from. Empire, the good old U.S. of A. And Christians, pastors, will not discuss it. They won't tell the truth. But the fact is, the Bible is accurate, is clear on where the one half of a control system, there will be a control system in the world, and that powerful control system will be directed by the Antichrist. It will be a Western control network. But there's going to be an alternative. And the alternative is called BRICS. The BRICS Trading Network. We're going to talk about that now. I talk about and have been talking about a unipolar world system led by the United States, and a multipolar world system, which will be apart from the unipolar world, Western-controlled economic system, digital system. There will be an alternate. This is by allnewspipeline.com. Susan Duclos, November 22nd, yesterday. And the BRICS payment system is described in the following manner. I've talked about the BRICS system. This came into being. The concept behind it is, I believe it was Vladimir Putin, who, I don't believe just in the last 20 years, I believe that he was thinking about this even 30 years ago. There had to have been discussion in Russia and the nations, the old Soviet bloc nations, that there would have to be at some point a process, a way in which to separate the nations of the world from the petrodollar system that has been in place since the early 70s. And no one had the way, there was no way practically to bring such a system into being until Vladimir Putin became president of Russia. And it was through his ability to turn things around in Russia and begin to bring the resources of Russia to the market and begin to prosper economically and free the Russian people from the control of empire. This is what it took to begin this process. We'll be back in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Again, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few.
Vladimir Putin has had no regrets. I promise you, he has had no regrets. The world, at some point, will thank Vladimir Putin, this brilliant young man, and all that he has done to put in an alternate system to the coming Antichrist system. Yes, you heard it correctly. There has to be, according to the Bible, there has to be a separate economic means to be able to trade, commerce, to buy and sell from the coming Antichrist system. And Vladimir Putin is the man who has been working with these other nations to put together an alternate system of trade. It's called the BRICS group, the BRICS payment system. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. It's a payment system that would be an alternative to the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication. It's the SWIFT system. The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov stated in an interview, "The finance ministers and executives of the BRICS central banks are negotiating setting up payment systems, and moving on to settlements in national currencies. SWIFT or not, in any case, we're talking about a global multilateral payment system that would provide a greater independence and would create a definite guarantee for BRICS. And the sanctions that were imposed on Russia has actually weakened the United States dollar. Other countries there are other countries than the initial five that have joined the BRICS system of payment. And the American-led sanctions against Russia, because of that, more countries are now joining that system in order to do business with Russia. And it's not just Russia. It is also China. Between the financial power of Russia now, because of the resources Russia has and the strength of the ruble, then you have the Chinese currency. India is also on the rise as a world economic power. Then you have in South Africa, you have kind of that area, the old Cecil B. Rhodes system down there, which I think still is heavily German or Dutch. Then you have Brazil. Now, why the attack on Brazil? The attack on Brazil with the CDC and the vaccination programs? Why the attack on Brazil, removing a legitimate individual that won an election? Because if they can break Brazil, we don't see everything. Brazil, the economy of Brazil, as it begins to trade with these other nations, separating herself from the petrodollar, it will encourage other nations in South America to also go to that system. And guess which nation is already wanting to go and has already agreed to be part of the BRICS trading network? Argentina. And this is a threat to the globalist West. This is a threat to the New World Order. Because if the BRICS network had not come into being, into existence, the New World Order would have continued the stranglehold on all the nations of the world through the petrodollar. And what are the systems that strangle the nations of the world economically? The World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, these type of banking networks. Vladimir Putin and these other nations, this is the alternative. There have to be alternatives. This is the alternative to the coming Antichrist system. Are they going to be successful? I believe they are. Are the nations that go along with the new system of trade, are they going to pay a price? They will. But in the meantime, the power of the American dollar, petrodollar, is definitely going to be affected. Now, this is why, to control the nations, the Western nations, European nations, Canada, America, probably to a great degree Mexico, this is why this new digital system will be so powerful in the Western nations. This is how America will even put a greater, the noose will be tightened around the European nations and the nations in the United States in the new global World Economic Forum digital network. This will, the European, Western European nations, I don't know, the Central European nations, I'm not so sure, I know that Saudi Arabia is absolutely now breaking away. Saudi Arabia doesn't want to be part of the petrodollar system any longer. And Saudi Arabia is cutting back oil production, and that is hurting the, you know, Biden, the administration, the imposter in the White House. He was given directions and told not to allow to discontinue all of the drilling in this country, oil production in this country, stop the pipelines going into Canada, which would bring Canadian oil into this country, energy, stop it all. And they were assuming they could just continue to use resources from Saudi Arabia out of country oil reserves. Well, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You know, European countries are going to have a cold winter. We'll talk about that in a second. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page. As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The P.E. Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
The P.E. Gun Show, December 10th and 11th, will feature a firearms giveaway both Saturday and Sunday. Show location is the Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. Food all weekend, CCW classes, and daily firearms drawings. It's the perfect way to spend the day. For more details, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Edge of the dawning of a new age. And for the Christian people, that new age is the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ. We're at that point in time where there is a dawning of a new age coming. It's going to be the end of this old, satanically ruled world system, the World Economic Forum, the American world hegemony, the old British world controlling network. The rule of man over the world, and man does not have the wisdom to have enough wisdom to create hardship, death, destruction, pain, misery. But there's no desire of the Luciferians to help mankind at all. They just want to rule the world. But there's going to be another alternative. There is an alternative. The BRICS trading group. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Egypt, also other nations are applying to join the BRICS payment system. Oh boy, this is going to upset empire. Let me tell you, America, these sanctions are going to come on these nations. There are also more than a dozen different countries asking to join. These nations have expressed the interest in joining the BRICS group, which incorporates some of the world's major emerging economies as the bloc gains more global standing, according to Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. And Lavrov indicated that the membership of the BRICS bloc is in high demand. I agree. The nations are tired. There has not been an alternative to the World Bank, an alternative to these type of U.S. Systems to control the nations economically. Borrow money, and then you become a slave to the World Bank. And also, Algeria, I already mentioned Argentina, and Iran, they're wanting, and they are becoming part of this new system. China, definitely. Eventually, Russia is going to be destroyed, and so before I believe that happens, I believe that this system will already have great momentum, and it will be the alternate system to the Antichrist system that is coming into the world through World Economic Forum. The longer the war between Russia and Ukraine continues, the more businesses and nations are less likely to continue to heed the United States' warnings, and the more American attempts to pressure these countries will continue to thumb their noses at a weakening America. Well, America won't necessarily be weakened, but these nations definitely don't want to be controlled by America. And China is stockpiling gold to lessen dependence on the American dollar. And once the United States began to sanction Russia, the West and China, these other countries, are scurrying to try to reduce their dependency on the petrodollar. China's been selling its holdings of U.S. bonds and going more and more to a economic system that is completely non-dependent on the United States petrodollar. To some degree, the control, I wouldn't say America's being weakened, but I would say that the control that America's had over the nations is definitely being diminished because of the alternate trading network, the group, the system, the finance, how they're trading their currencies together. dealing directly with country to country rather than going through the World Bank and the Bank of International Settlements and just getting out of that petro system. So the world's largest oil producer, Saudi Arabia, has been asking to join the BRICS group. They're going to join. This is not sitting well with the United States of America. This is verboten. What will happen with Saudi Arabia and Iran, the two of these nations, going to the BRICS trading apparatus, what happens is other nations in the Middle East and in North Africa will begin to consider moving to the BRICS. The reason North Africa are going to have a hard time is because they're ruled by the French to a great degree, and the French do not want them to trade with anything but the French currency. We'll be back in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So I thought I would give you a little hope. So there will be an alternative to the Antichrist system. The only problem is you're going to have to be out of the United States. You know, it's going to be hell on earth living in the kingdom of Antichrist. You're going to have to worship him. You're going to have to use his system, or you can't buy and you can't sell. But God always has a way to protect those that he loves, to keep those that are looking to him for help. You know, you can... I remember Norman Vincent Peale, you know, The Power of Positive Thinking. Well, the book of Isaiah, chapter 47, basically talks about the how you can use your mind to do certain things, the thought of power, the thought of positive thinking, and through being positive, you can, life will be hunky-dunky. Well, I'll tell you what, It's going to take more than thinking good things, thinking good thoughts. It's going to take much more than that. It's going to take the power of an eternal God. It's going to take the power of a God who exists, who is real. You can put your trust, as Jeremiah said, cursed be the man that puts his hope in man, his trust in man. You can't put your hope in the government. You can't put your hope in your mind and what you think you can do through your mind by believing positive things. No, it's not going to work. This is why the Holy Spirit has been made available to mankind to look to Christ through the Holy Spirit to assist you and help you in the hardships that are coming. You know, it's going to be the people that are going to have the greatest hope are going to be those that put their trust in Christ, in God's Messiah, in God's dear Son. We're moving into that holiday. It would have been just a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, that actually the birthday to Christ took place in the late fall, I believe. He was conceived around the 25th of December. The conception took place around Christmas Day, or what we call Christmas Day, or that terminology. But he was actually born 9 months later in late September, early October. So that's the truth. That's a reality. But tomorrow's Thanksgiving, I wish every one of you a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend with your family, with those that you love, those that you care about, care for. May God bless you. May God just, His peace be with you all weekend. And I will be here on Friday. I'll come in, do a live program on Friday. Everyone else, they'll be vacationing and taking time off, much needed time off. And so until Friday, I just want you to remember the only person that can help you in the hardships to come, even if you're a Christian, if you're a believer. You know, one thing that's interesting about being a Christian, just because you're a Christian, Christ didn't say it's going to be easy. You're going to have to depend on Him. But it's much easier to live life as a believer in the Lord Jesus. Either way, you're going to suffer. If you're not a believer, you're going to have a hard time. If you're a believer, you're going to have a hard time. But if you don't know the Lord, begin to pray and ask Him to reveal Himself to you and help you with the hardships that are coming upon the earth. God bless this audience. Talk to you on Friday. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. Eat a lot of turkey.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.